Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Hey. We are holding daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So continuing through these very familiar Mishnayos of Ezeh U'Mekomen, the Mishnah says Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Karbanos that are Shalmei Tzibur. Now there aren't very many Shalmei Tzibur. Rashi points out Kivsei Atzeres. The Kivsei Atzeres are in the category of Shalmei Tzibur, Karban Shlamim that brought by the Tzibur, Va'ashamos, and all Karbanos Asham. Now what are Karbanos Asham? So there are five basic Ashamos and then one additional one. It's like a 5+1. Eluhin Ashamos. These are the Ashamos. The Ashamos are as follows. Number one, Asham Gzelos. And Asham Gzelos, Rashi points out, Ha'amar B'Shvuas HaPikadon. That's said in regards to someone taking a Shvuas HaPikadon or failure to take a Shvuas HaPikadon. So that's one Karban Asham. The second kind of Karban Asham is Asham Me'ilos. Someone who commits Me'ilah, someone who gets Hana'a from Hegdish is chayiv to bring a Karban Asham. Number three, Asham Shivcha Charufa. What's an Asham Shivcha Charufa? Rashi says, Haba al Shivcha Knanis, Ham Yu'edas Levit Ivri. If someone has designated a Shivcha Knanis that he owns to his Evid Ivri, and Evid Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Knanis, so if he designates, once he goes free, he's not allowed to stay married to the Shivcha Knanis, but while he is in servitude, he can be with the Shivcha Knanis. That's what the Torah says about the parsha of an Eved wanting to stay, a Hafti as Ishti, right? The Ishti that he's referring to is the Shivcha Knanis that he's been given. So let's say someone designates a Shivcha Knanis for his Eved Ivri, and then someone else is Boel that Shivcha Knanis. So that person is Chayiv, an Asham Shivcha Charufa. Next Asham is Asham Nazir. An Asham, typically a Nazir hopefully won't bring this Karban Asham, but that Asham Nazir is a reference to if a Nazir becomes Tamei to a dead body, which he's not allowed to, but sometimes it happens, so he's Chayiv to bring an Asham Nazir. And then Asham Mitzora. An Asham Mitzora, Mitzora also is chayiv to bring a Karban Asham. So, and in addition to that, we also have a wild card, a different kind of Karban Asham, which is the Asham Talui. The Asham Talui is different because it's Baal Safek. It's a person is Safek, Shagag Bikari, Safek Lochata. He's a Safek whether he committed an Issachari's Peshogeg or a Safek maybe he didn't. So that he's chayiv to bring an Asham Talui. So those are the Ashamos. Now, the din of Shalmei Tzibur and all of the Ashamos is Shchitasam Batzafon. They're all shechted in the northern side. V'kibul dam b'klisharis Batzafon. You're mekabel the dam in klisharis dafka also Batzafon. V'dam anton shtei matanon shein arba. And the blood needs to be put two placings, which is really four, which means that you have to place it. It's only two zrikos, but it has to hit all four sides of the mizbeach. And it's eaten inside of the curtains. It's eaten only by male kohanim. It could be prepared in any way. There's no limitation on being only roasted or only cooked. It could be prepared in any way. And it could be eaten for that day that you shechted it, plus the following night, but only ad chatzos, only until chatzos that night. Now Rashi says, how do I know that it's eaten lefnim and akloim? Duchsiv v'ashem v'ikach karach l'kol ha-shamam v'kodesh ha-kadashim tochlenu v'zivchei shalmi tzibur b'gmar m'farish minalei. He says, so when it comes to the Karban Asham, it's a pasuk in Parshas Korach that it says l'kol ha-shamam v'kodesh ha-kadashim tochlenu. So some of the m'farshim are bothered, why does Rashi have to bring from the pasuk in Parshas Korach? Why doesn't he bring from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that it says by Karban Asham kol zachar b'kohanim yochlenu b'makom kadosh yochel kodesh kadashim hu? It says beferish in the pasuk in Parshas Tzav in regards to a Karban Asham. So why would Rashi go and bring me from a pasuk in Parshas Korach? So in the Sefer Tzon Kadshim, he's mitarets that this relates to the number one rule of Kadshim that we've been talking about all along, which is that you always need, when it comes to a drasha relating to Kadshim, shana alava kasav la'akev, that a single source is never good enough. In order to teach me that it didn't is ma'akev and not just suggested l'chadchila, you need it to be told twice. So Rashi is not giving you the easy source. Of course, yeah, that you know, there's a pasuk by Karban Asham. What he's telling you is that, don't worry, there's a second source as well. There's a second pasuk as well, and that's to tell me that eating it b'makom kadosh is ma'akev, that the fact that it has to be eaten l'fnim na'klayim is ma'akev. That's one approach the Achronim take. The other approach, Chak Nasan, writes that from the pasuk that it says says in Parshas Tzav, you would have thought that you could eat it outside of the Azara also, because it just says you should eat b'makom kadosh. It never says you should eat it b'chatzar ol moed, like it says by the eating of the chatas and the mincha. Therefore, you need the pasuk in Parshas Korach to tell you dafka to eat it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not in Kodesh HaKadoshim literally, but dafka to eat it in the Lefnim and Aklaim. So that's why we need this. That's why Rashi quotes the second pasuk, not the first pasuk. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Minolon Devayit Tzafon. How do I know that these karbanos require tzafon? That they need to be, we said the requirement is Shchitasan Batzafon, that they need to be Shechted in the tzafon. So how do I know that that's true? So the Gemara is going to have two suggestions. Suggestion number one is, Ditani Rabba Bar Chanan, Kamei de Rava, Rabba Bar Chanan taught in front of Rava, Va'asisim Si'ir Izim Echad Dechatas, that it says by carbon chatas, so ma chatas b'tzafon, av shalmei tzibur b'tzafon, that we relate the carbon shalmei tzibur to a carbon chatas. So just like carbon chatas requires tzafon, so shalmei tzibur also requires tzafon. So says Gemara, amle Rava, v'chi chatas mehechal mamda. How do you know that a chatas requires tzafon? The chatas only requires tzafon me'ola. We only know that from a karban ola. It doesn't say it explicitly in the pasuk by karban chatas. We had long discussions about this topic. However, it's only by karban ola that it says it explicitly. Chatas itself is derived from karban ola. So davarlan behekish chosum lamid behekish. So how can chatas, which itself is derived from karban ola, that it needs tzafon, go and teach me about shalmei tzibur that they need tzafon? Something that itself is derived from hekish cannot be choser umalamid behekish. So Ella, the Gemara suggests possibility number two. Miditani Rav Mari Breder of Kahana al Olosechem va'al Zivche Shalmechem. A comparison between Ola and Shlamim. Ma Ola Kache Kachim av Zivche Shalmei Tzibur Kache Kachim. Just like Karmen Ola's Kache Kachim, Zivche Shalmei Tzibur are also Kache Kachim. And therefore, Ma Ola B'Tzafon, just like Karmen Ola requires Tzafon, Shchitaso B'Tzafon, so we learn it directly from Ola. It's not something that we learn from Ola to Chatas to Shalmei Tzibur. It's direct Ola to Shalmei Tzibur. So what's interesting though is the Rambam, when he quotes this din in Maisa Kabanos Perikei Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes Shalmei Tzibur Hukshu L'Chatas. Shalmei Tzibur are compared to a Karban Chatas. Shenemar. He quotes the pasuk the Gemara initially quoted. Therefore, they are considered kachay kachim like a carbon chatas v'nishchatan b'makom shchitasa, and that's why they are shechted where the carbon chatas is shechted. Very strange. I mean, what the Rambam is essentially doing is our Gemara had two approaches to how we know Shalmei Tzibur required tzafon. Approach number one was rejected because we said you cannot derive a lamin min alamad. So you cannot be a lamin min alamad. You can't learn from Ola to Chatas and then from Chatas to Shalmei Tzibur. So the Gemara suggested a second approach that links directly Ola to Shalmei Tzibur, and the Rambam ignores the second approach and favors the first approach. That's the difficulty in the Rambam, that all the Mefarshim are bothered why the Rambam does this. So the Kes Mishnah writes, Shema yesh lidchok v'lomar shaliachar shabah akasul v'hikish ashnei akvasim la'ola, that maybe once we have that hekish that compares it to Ola, mea hekish l'chatas gam kei nitan l'lmod. So then maybe it brings the hekish l'chatas back into play as well. But again, that's very strange. You don't need the hekish l'chatas necessarily to teach me this din anymore once you have the hekish to Ola. Granted, the Gemara's next question is going to be, what is the Hekesh Techatas teaching me if I already have the Hekesh directly to Karban Ola to teach me Tzafon? Yeah, but I'm using the Hekesh to Karban Ola to teach me Tzafon, not the Hekesh to Karban Chatas. So the Kes Mishnah writes, V'kimen she'ikr sheim kachay kachim b'chatas u'duksiv, v'shum zeh nakat asrama alimin me'hekesh techatas. Meaning, since at the end of the day, once you have the Hekesh to Ola, so good, now we know Tzafon, and the Hekesh Techatas wasn't rejected as a Hekesh, it's just not the source of our limud. So the Rambam goes with it because chatos is called kachim kachim. Va'od yesh lomer, as the Mishnah says, perhaps another suggestion. Shirak lufiya hava amina shechatos lamda meola behekish shal rava v'dachas halimud v'amr shenil mitani rav mari. Maybe it's only according to the hava amina that chatos is only derived from ola, but the emes is that chatos lamda behekish laola el kilu kasu bechatos gufei behegihu. It's considered as if it's beferish by carbon chatos, because the pasuk says b'makom asher tishchat ola tishchat achatos, meaning it was an unusual limud, if you remember. How do I know Karban Chatos requires Safon? Pasuk didn't say Safon, but the Pasuk wasn't also some unusual connection, Drasha, Gzereshava, Heket. Pasuk said, Shech the Karban Chatos in the place Yeshech the Ola. So it didn't say the word Safon, but it was explicit once we know that Ola is with Safon, so maybe that's Ki'ilu, that it's explicit by Chatos. Maybe that's how the Rambam holds, that it's considered to be explicit by Chatos. There's a more elaborate explanation that's given based on Barabai Le Malin, based on his chakira, whether the din safon, we discussed this chakira a few days ago, whether the din safon by carbon ola is a din in carbon ola b'fnei atzma, carbon chatos b'fnei atzma, carbon asham b'fnei atzma, is it a separate din by each carbon? Or maybe no, the din of safon is a din kachay kachim. That all kachay kachim requires shechita b'tzafon. So the way the Mishnayos are formulated, where it starts off by saying kachay kachim shechitas on b'tzafon, and then it starts enumerating them, then it starts giving examples, so that leads you to believe that it's a din klali, it's a din about all kachay kachim, that they all need tzafon. The only question is, then what's Rava doing over here? Why is Rava saying that you can't learn Safon by Kivsei Atzeres or the Shalmei Tzibur from the Hekesh to Chatos, because Chatos is only derived from Ola, and can you be Lomid Min Alamad? That which Chatos requires Safon, according to this, is a din atzmi. It's its own din that's said by Karban Chatos. And since it's Kacha Kachim, like it's Mufurish in the Pasuk, Zostaros HaChatos, Makom Asher Tishchat Ola Tishchatos HaChatos Mnei Hashem, Kodesh Kadashim Hu, so Mela, of course it has a din safon. The din is kachay kachim, requires safon. So why would you assume that it's called lomed min alamad? So you have to say is the Gemara is assuming that the din safon is a din by an ola and not by all kachay kachim, and therefore it's derived from ola to chatos, etc. That's the Gemara's assumption. That may not have been the Rambam's assumption. The Rambam might have said, yeah, but look at the first Mishnah. First Mishnah says kachay kachim shkitasim bat safon. So therefore, you see, it's not just technical din in this carbon and that carbon and the other carbon. No, it's a din of kachay kachim, that it's a din of tzafon, and then we're not limited anymore to learn from hekesh to carbon chatas. Fine. So that's the that's perhaps had one possible explanation of the Rambam. So says the Gemara. Anyway, we have these two this second explanation now of how we know Shalmei Tzibur required Safon. So then, what's that first hekesh coming to teach me if I already have this second hekesh that links directly this Shalmei Tzibur to Karban Ola? So ki chatos, it's to teach me that there's a link between Shalmei Tzibur and chatos in the following way. Ma chatos ein nechel lezichre kohuna. Just like Karban Chatos can only be eaten by male Kohanim, Zivche Shal Mitzibur also only by male Kohanim. Amle Abaye, so Abaye says, Ihachi, Gabe El Nazir, Siv, by the El Nazir, where it says, Vihikrivis Karbanola Hashem, Keves Ben Shnasot Tamim Echel Di Ola, Vikivsa Achas Bas Shnasot Mimel Chatas, Vayelecha Tamim Lishlamim, tells me about the three Karbanos, Hachanami Neima, should you say over there as well, the Hikish Hakas of the Chatas, that the Ayil is compared to the Karban Chatas, and therefore you would then say, Ma Chatas Ein Nechel Sel Lizikh, that the El Nazir also were limited like the Karban Chatos, that it can only be fed to Zichrei Kuhuna. We know that that's not true, that the El Nazir is not limited to Zichrei Kuhuna. So if you're going to say that anything that's linked to Karban Chatos is teaching me that it can only be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, so, and that's what you're going to assume is being taught by the link between Shalmei Tzibur and Karban Chatos, that it's Dafka Shalmei Tzibur can only be eaten by the Zichrei Kuhuna, so then you should say the same thing about the El Nazir, that it should only be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. So says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. That is a bad comparison. Hasam kivan dechsiv v'lokach hakoyin esazra b'shelim na'ayil. Since by Nazir it says beferush in the pasuk the kohen takes the zra b'shela from the ayil mechal dekulei b'ilim achlilei. Sounds like it's the kohen takes only the zra b'shela. The rest of the animal is eaten by the b'ilim. Zra b'shela mi'alol v'sachal el zechrekunas. Says okay, fine. So even if you're going to limit it only to the zra b'shela, but maybe the zra b'shela based on that connection between El Nazir and Chatas should be teaching me that Zerah B'Shela can only be eaten by Zichrei Kehuna. So Kasha, that's Taka difficulty, because we know that that's not the din. Viva Yisema, another possible approach, Viva Yisema, Katshe Ikri, Katshe Kachim, Lo Ikri. It's called Katshe, it's not called Katshe Kachim. So therefore, we know that we're not going to limit it to only Zichrei Kehuna. El Mai Hilchsa Iskish. So then, what's the Hekish therefore, if between the El Nazir and the Chatas? Amrav Hashem Gileach Alech Mishlashim Yatsa. That if he's Megaleach on any of the three, on one of the three, not any of the, on one of the three Karbanos, he is Yotze. He does not need to be Megaleach on all three Karbanos in order to be yotze, meaning if you look at Rashi, v'chatos hu di'alfa mishlamim ma el nazir meviu yichidi b'lo chatos v'ola yatsa, just like the el nazir, if he brings that alone without the accompanying chatos and ola, he's yotze. T'chsev achar yishta nazir yayin v'amar b'sefri achar maisi yichidi, that after doing a single avoda, a single thing, he's already allowed to drink wine. V'hainu shlamim shikar teglak l'shal nazir, and that's a reference to the carbon shlamim. How do I know that the ikar part of the nazir's carbonos is the shlamim? Because that's where he throws his hair. Part of the strange ritual of the nazir is that when he shaves off the hair, he throws it under the pot that's cooking the carbon shlamim. That's where the hair gets burnt. V'tani b'sifri v'gilach nazir pesach ol moed b'shlam makas medaber kolamir giluch shnazal yedavar shnem rabo. So shlamim is the ikar part of the nazir's giluach and the nazir's process of not being a nazir anymore. So etc. So it has all drasha. It's dafka by the shlamim. So it's chat. So basically, what we were bothered: why is there a link between the shlamim and the chatas? What is chatas teaching me about shlamim? Right? What can I learn from chatas to shlamim? We thought maybe zichrei kehuna, but we said that that's not. So what is the link for? Says Gemara, no, you're looking at it backwards. It's not what Chatas can teach me about Shlamim in the context of the Nazir, it's what Shlamim can teach me about Chatas in the context of the Nazir. That even if he only does Echad, he only does one carbon, which we know is true of the carbon Shlamim, he's already Echad Mishlashtan. He's nevertheless Yotze. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Hatoda ve'el Nazir, middle of Nunheim Ralph. Hatoda, Karman Toda ve'el Nazir, the Isle of a Nazir, Kachim Kalim. Now we are moving out of the territory of Kachim Kachim. We are in the territory of Kachim Kalim. Shchitasan, so one change right off the bat. No longer shchitas mitzafon, shechted anywhere in the azara that you like, it's all good. V'damatan shteimatan shenarba, the blood needs two that are four, right? Two sprinklings that are four. V'nechalin b'chali ir, it could be eaten in the entire city, right? Now it's not, previously we were talking about that it could be nechalin l'fnim minaklayim, or in the azara, the entire azara. Now it's nechalin b'chali ir, it could be eaten in the entire city. L'chal adam, and anybody can eat it. Bechol ma'achal, it could be prepared in any way. Liyom v'layla ad chatzos, that day and the following night until chatzos. Hamurim mehem keyotze behen, the breast and the thigh that are separated from them have the same din as them. Elishamurim nechal kohanim l'shem v'mneim l'avdeim. Except that which is murim can be eaten only by the kohanim, their wives, their children, their avadim. So it stays within the, it's not for the bailim. Meaning that's the difference between hamurim mehem and the rest of the animal. The breast and the thigh are brought to the Kohen. Now, it's not limited in who could eat it within the Kohen's family, but it's got to be given to the Kohen. That's the din. Fine, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Es chazeya tenufa v'shoka tshuma tochul b'makom tahar. The chazeya tenufa and the shoka tshuma, you should eat b'makom tahar. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about Kachim Kalim over here. So what did we just say? Where did we just say it could be eaten? B'chola ir. meaning in all of Yerushalayim. It was not limited to the Azara. This is the first time we've had something that was not limited to the Azara in terms of its Achila. So says the Gemara, how do I know this? Pasuk says, the Chzei HaTanuf HaShoka Truma, you eat b'makom tahar. Amar Rabbi Nechemia, v'chi rishonim b'tuma achlum. What? Is it the previous things that are eaten in makom tuma? Meaning the earlier karbanos that we discussed, the se'irim, the mincha, is that b'tuma, that it's a chiddush, that these kachim kalim are eaten b'makom tahar? So no, what it's telling me is as follows. El tahar mechal shu tame. Tahar means that it's somewhat tahar, that there is that it's tame for in certain regards, in the following sense. Tahar mitumas mitzora, the tame mitumas zav. That we're dealing with a place that's tahar from tumas mitzora, meaning a place where you're not going to find people who have taraz, because they are nishlach outside of this place. But it's a place that's tameh b'tumas zav, that people who have tumas zav are found in this place. So what's that? Vezazeh, what's a place where zavim are allowed to be, mitzarayim are not allowed to be? Is that machne Yisrael? It's a reference to the machne Yisrael, meaning that's a reference to Yerushalayim, which is machne Yisrael. It's not the Harabayis, which is machne Leviyah. It's machne Yisrael. So that's where you're allowed to eat kachum kalim. That's what it means, makom tahar, in that place. In Maseches Pesachim, Rav has a chiddush in the Gemara, Maseches Pesachim, daf pehei and pehvav, pehei and beis pehvav and aleph, that gagan va'alios lo niskachu, chutz me'alios ha'hechel sheniskacha, that gagan alios generally don't have the same kedusha of the area underneath them. So let's say by the Korban Pesach, where you have to eat in Yerushalayim, you got to dafki eat it on the ground level. It can't be eaten on the in the Aliyos, because Gagan Valios are not Niskadesh, only except for by the Hechel where it is Niskadesh. So there's Machlokas Rishonim, when Rav says that, is that only in regards to Kachi Kachim, whether you're allowed to eat them on the Gagam and Aliyos of the Azara, or maybe even by Kachim Kalim, there's this din, that you're not allowed to eat the Kachim Kalim on the Gagam and Aliyos of Yerushalayim. Meaning, is Rav's din only a din kachim kachim, or is it a din kachim kalim as well, and therefore not only a din in the Heichal, but a din in Yerushalayim, that the Gagan and Aliyos of Yerushalayim are possible for kachim kalim? So Rashi holds that Rav is said only on Achilas kachim kachim, is said rather both on Achilas kachim kachim and on Achilas kachim kalim. The Rambam, Tosos, and the Rashba, however, hold that only by kachim kalim in the Azara, by kachim kachim rather in the Azara, Rav holds that you can't eat it in the Gagan and Aliyos of the Azara, because they're not Niskadesh. But when it comes to Kachim Kalim, Rav is going to be moda that you can eat it on the Gagan Aliyos of Yerushalayim. So the Slach writes that even if the Gagan Aliyos of Yerushalayim are not Niskadesh B'Kedushas Yerushalayim, still he thinks you could eat the Kachim Kalim there. Because just like Kache Kachim in the Azara, we allow eating Kache Kachim in the Lishkos HaBnuyos B'Chol P'suchos L'Kodesh. Now Lishkos HaBnuyos B'Chol P'suchos B'Kodesh are Chol, they're not Kodesh. And yet we allow eating Kache Kachim there. So says the Tzlach, maybe by Makom Achilas Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, it includes Lishkos that are B'Nuyos outside of Yerushalayim and are open to Yerushalayim, which would include both little rooms that are built right on the outskirts of Yerushalayim that open up into Yerushalayim, which are very uncommon, or much more commonly, Gagan Valios of Yerushalayim. At the very least, they should have a din of Lishchas that are opened up into Yerushalayim. That's the Chiddush of the Tzlach. Not everyone agrees with him. Milchas Chinuch disagrees. He writes that even though by Kachek Kachim in the Azara, we allow the Lishchos HaBnuyos B'chol B'suchos L'Kodesh, but when it comes to Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, we don't allow Lishchos HaBnuyos outside of Yerushalayim that are opened up into Yerushalayim. Why should there be a difference between Kachim Kachim in the Lishchos to the Kachim Kalim in the Lishchos? Why should Kachim Kachim be okay in the Lishchos HaBnuyos B'chol that are open to the Kodesh, and by Kachim Kalim it shouldn't be okay in the Lishchos HaBnuyos outside of Yerushalayim that are open to Yerushalayim? So he said, because the Yisrael is based on this Gemara. Says the stipler writes, it's based on this Gemara. The Kviyas Makom of Yerushalayim from Kachim Kalim, the reason why Yerushalayim is the place for Kachim Kalim is because Yerushalayim is the place that's Tahar Mitumas Mitzora. Doesn't have Tumas Mitzora. That's what our Gemara is saying. So those Lishchos that are Ru'uyos for Kachim Kalim have to be places where Mitzara can't come. So if it's built outside of Yerushalayim and Pesuchos into Yerushalayim, a Mitzara is allowed to be there. So it's a different din. You have whatever it is, a Gzeres HaKasef or whatever, by Kachim Kachim. But by Kachim Kalam, it's a din in Tsaras. It's a din in Mitzara. Wherever Mitzara is allowed to go, that's where you can eat Kachim Kalam. If you were to build a Lishka, you were to build a little closet, or a little room, right off of Yerushalayim, you opened up into Yerushalayim, that's not good enough, because Mitzara is still allowed to be there, so it can't be okay for eating Kachim Kalam. Fine, so says the Gemara. So that's how we know it's referring to Dafka Machane Yisrael. But says Gemara, wait a second, how do you know that just because it's Tameh for something and Tar for something else, that it's a reference to Yerushalayim? There are other areas, there are many Madregos of Tumah. So maybe Ve'ema Tar Mitumah Zav V'Tameh Tumah Meis. Maybe we're talking about a place where a Zav is not allowed to go, but someone who's Tameh Meis is allowed to go. Ve'ezez and Machane Leviyah. And that's a reference to the Harabais. So maybe you have to Dafka Kachim Kalam in the Harabais. Who told you they have to Kachim Kalam in Yerushalayim? So keep in mind, here are the possibilities. There's the Azara, which is Kachim Kachim, is limited to the Azara. There's the Harabayis, and there's Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalam, we're saying, can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. It's not limited to the Harabayis. But the Gemara says, how do you know? Just because it says Tar, so that tells you, Mechlal, that it's Tameh for something else, maybe that's a reference to the Harabayis, which is Tameh for a Zav, meaning from Tumas Meis, because Tumei Meisim are allowed to be there. Just someone who's Tameh as a Zav is not allowed to be there. That's why when people want to go on Harabais nowadays, they go to those who hold that you're allowed to go, at least go to the mikvah, because they know going to the mikvah is not going to help Tumas Meis, we don't have Parah Aduma, but Tamei Meis is allowed to go on the Harabais. It's only Tumas Zav that they're trying to get rid of. So that's a question. Can you get rid of the Tumas Zav that we have? The Tumas Zav that we have is because we're Amaratzin, and Amaretz has a din of a Zav. So that's what some Achronim wanted to Taina. You go to the mikvah, you may not be a Zav, but you're still an Amaretz. So Amaretz has, there's a Gzeret Rabbanan, and Amaretz has a din of a Zav. So that's a major question. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, V'achalt masav b'makom kadosh, you should eat it b'makom kadosh, al-sav b'makom kadosh, lo-acharis b'makom kadosh, which implies, it is b'makom kadosh, but not other things. Afka l'machna leviyah, so that knocks us out into the machna leviyah, meaning that tells us that kachim kalim can't be eaten in the azara. It's not, or don't need to be eaten in the azara. It could be eaten even in the harabayas. But then hadar ksiv b'makom tar. But then it goes on top of that. It says b'makom tar that you have to eat the kachim kalim in the makom tar. Afka l'machna yisrael. That brings it out one more camp, and therefore that puts it into machna yisrael into Yerushalayim. Rava Amar Rava says, no, the way the drasha goes is as follows. When it says Kachim Kachim have to be in Makom Kadosh and not other things, meaning not Kachim Kalim, that doesn't just knock it out to the Arabayis, that knocks it out of the ballpark. That's Afka Lagamri, knocks it out entirely. Meaning that first pasuk would have told me, eat it anywhere, even outside of Yerushalayim. Then it says Makom Tar, that says, okay, bring it back into Yerushalayim at least. So that's how the drasha works, not in stages of one step out, two steps out, but all the way out, one step back. That's how Rava learns. So, frankly, Gemara Ve'im Ayla L'Machna Leviyah. But how do you know when it's telling you to bring it back, when it says Makom Tar, that it means Yerushalayim? Maybe it means Harabayis. He says, no, because when it tells you bring it back, it must mean one level. Why would it mean to jump two levels? So they ask on Rava, yeah, but when it came to throwing it out, you were willing to go all the levels. So when you're saying that it can't, that it's not in the Azar, it's not limited to the Azar, why did you jump all those steps and say you could even be outside Yerushalayim at that point? Plus it says, so it has to be, like we said initially, that Abaye is correct, that it works. That it works, I mean, Losucha Lechel B'Sharecha doesn't sound like it means that it's Afkei L'Gamri. Because Losucha Lechel B'Sharecha means you can't be Afkei L'Gamri, you can't eat it. So what's the Havamina that when the Torah tells me that the Kodesh Kadashim, Makom Kadosh, that Kachim Kalim is Dafke eaten anywhere? It can't be eaten anywhere. We have a Mefarish Apostle that it cannot be eaten anywhere. So there was no such Havamina, so rather we stick with Abaye. Mechavarta Kad Abaye, the way Abaye taught it to us, which is that it was. It was a two-step process. That initially we would have thought that it's only in the Kodesh, only in the Azara. Therefore, one miyut tells me to bring it out to the Arabayis, and a second miyut tells me to bring it out to Yerushalayim. Okay, new Mishnah. Shlamim kachim kalim. Shlamim are kachim kalim. Shechita, regular shlamim. We're not talking about shalmei tzibor now, which are the kifsei atzeres. We're talking about a regular individual carbon shlamim. Is kachim kalim. Shechitasim b'kol makom ba'azari. You can shecht it anywhere in the Azara, just like we had by the Toda and El Nazir, right? Because that's one of the characteristics of Kachim Kalim. V'domaton sh'tematon sh'en arba, and it could be the blood is thrown sh'taim sh'en arba. V'nechalim b'chol yir could be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. L'kol adam by anybody, b'chol ma'achal prepared anyway, l'shnei yamim v'lai le'echad for 2 days and one night. So there's the unique characteristic that we haven't had yet. Shnei yamim v'lai le'echad. 2 days and one night. Previously, all the korbanos we've been discussing were one-day one-nighters. This is 2 days and one night. Hamurim em keotzivem, that which you separate from them is like them. El shamurim nechlokanim l'shem l'vneim l'avdeim. Except that which is murim mehem can be is given the breast and thigh is given dafka to the kohanim, their wives, their children, their avadim, even their avadim kananim are included. Everyone's included. Now, so shlamim's unique characteristic, like we just said, is the fact that it's eaten for 2 days and one night. So that's an interesting idea. I was at the Yeshiva Katan of grandfather, Father Samuel of Malka this past week, and I saw Howie Balter, and he came over to me and said, and we were talking about the daf, and he said, you know the Ramban's sheet about Karban Shlamim. So what's Ramban's famous sheet about Karban Shlamim? I happen to have not known, and it's Ramban and Chumash, who says that Kachim Kalim, when we say that Shlamim could be eaten Shnei Yamim V'Laila, still it's a mitzvah la'achlam b'yom arishon. L'chadchila, you're supposed to eat it the first day and not eat it the second day. And if it's left over for the second day, then you could eat it the second day. But it's a really mitzvah l'chadchila to eat it the first day. It's not what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shnei Yamim, what do you mean? You eat it for 2 days. Ramban says, no, l'chadchila, you got to eat it on the first day. The Ar Sameach writes, an unbelievable ha'ara, the Ar Sameach says that he thinks this is the subject of a machlokas. Ar Sameach, Maaser Kabanos, Yud, Perek Yud, Halach Vav, says he thinks this is a machlokas between the Balamar and the Raven in Maseches Pesachim. What do they say in Maseches Pesachim? The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Nun Tes tells us that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Baruch holds that a Mechusar Kippurim b'Shar Yimos Hashana may be Kaparaso la'achar Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. That a Mechusar Kippurim can bring his karban that he needs even after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, and then he's Tovel and he can eat Kachim that night. Right? That's what the Gemara says. It says, Machlokas Balamar in the Ravid, what kind of kachim are we talking about? The Balamar says, we're talking about a shlamim that was shechted the day before. That if we don't, meaning, here you have a situation. A Mechusar Kippurim has this carbon that he needs to eat. The only thing is, he's a Mechusar Kippurim. He can't eat it until he brings whatever carbon he needs to bring to finish off his kapara. So normally, you're not allowed to bring anything after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im has to be the last carbon brought. So are we going to bend on that din in order to say, Kachim, because there's Kachim that's going to be ruined if this guy doesn't get to eat it. So are we going to bend on that din? So says the Gemara says, yeah, we'll bend on that din. We'll let him go and bring his kapara after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, and that way he'll become tar. He'll be able to eat his karban shlamim. So the Ravid writes that we're the Balamar writes that we're talking about a shlamim that was shechted the previous day, where now is the second day, and if we don't let him get away with this, if we don't let him eat it today, it's going to bring about a psul nosar. It's going to be a problem because then it's going to be left beyond the second day, and it's going to be nosar. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds he can bring his kapara so that he can eat the kachim, so that the kachim won't become pasul, they won't become nosar. But let's say the shlamim was shechted today, then there's no reason to bend the rules. Wait till tomorrow, bring your kapara tomorrow after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and you'll be able to eat it tomorrow. It'll be the second day. There's no problem. The Ravid though is cholik, and the Ravid holds no. Even if he shechted it today, still it's docha the asay of hashlama. It's still docha the requirement of making the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im your last carbon. Why? Why should it be docha? You still have tomorrow? So you see that the Ravid holds, like the Ramban, that it's still called a little bit of nosar to leave it all over to the second day. It's still considered nosar on some level. That's what you see the Balamar and the Ravid are arguing about. There's a machlokas achronim, according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to eat the shlamim on the first day. What about the first night? What about that night? It's shnei yamim v'layla echad. Does that count as, is that a kiyum of the first day? Or do you say, no, that's already considered no, so the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva writes that the Laila is considered already like the second day. Tzlach disagrees. He thinks it's considered like the first day. But that is the fantastic Chiddush of the Ramban, that the Karmel Shalom, even though it has to be eaten for 2 days, the first day is really the Din L'Chadchila. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, V'shachtu Pesach Ol Moed, there are three Pesachim. It says, V'shachtu Pesach Ol Moed, V'shachat Oso L'fnei Ol Moed, V'shachat Oso L'fnei Ol Moed. Right, you have all these three Pesachim that seem to basically tell me the same thing, they're all within 10 Pesachim of each other in the Torah, right, in Vayikra Perek Gimel. So says the Gemara, L'hachshir's Kol Aruchos, why three Pesachim, B'kachim Kalim? Three Pesukim are telling me that all the Ruchos, whatever part of the Yazara you want to shecht the Kachim Kalim in, it's all good. Meaning eating Kachim Kalim is in all of Yerushalayim. Shechting Kachim Kalim, so we said, it was not limited to Tzafon. Shechitasan is Bekal Makom Be'azara. By Kachim Kachim, the Shechit of Kachim Kachim, we kept on saying, was Shechitasan B'Tzafon. But by Kachim Kalim, anywhere in the Yazara you can eat it. Kachim Kachim, the Shechita had to be B'Tzafon, the Achila could be anywhere in the Azara. Kachim Kalim, the Shechita is anywhere in the Azara, and the Achila is anywhere in Yerushalayim, as well beyond the Azara. So says the Gemara, three Pesukim tell me the three directions of the Azara, the three corners of the Azara. The Azara wasn't a triangle, there are four corners of the Azara. Doesn't have to tell me about Tzafon. Kal v'chomer le Tzafon. It's a kal v'chomer that Tzafon's going to be good. Because if kachim kachim, which could not be shechted anywhere else, still you're allowed to shecht it, but Tzafon. So kachim kalim, which are allowed to be shechted elsewhere, all in the other three locations, in the Darum, in the Mizrach, and the Maariv, all the more so should be permitted to be shechted in the Tzafon. Very logical. Rabbi Lezer says, no, you got it wrong. Lo nemar akosav el lahachshir Tzafon, that the pasuk is coming to be machshir Tzafon, because the truth is sheyachol valodinu. I really would have thought the opposite, that Tzafon is disqualified by kachim kalim, because I would have said the following limud, the following kal v'chomer, uma kachim kalim shuchshur b'kol aruchos lo huchshur mekomen etzel kachim kachim. Kachim kalim can be brought in the other three directions, and their makom, the makom of kachim kalim, is not eligible for kachim kachim, meaning we don't allow overlap. The kachim kalim does not allow for kachim kachim to be brought in their spot. So kachim kachim shloch shrel b'tzafon, kachim kachim, which has such a limited spot, is so much more limited, ain odin shloch shrel b'kominei tzel kachim kalim. Kal v'chomer should be even more territorial about it and not allow kachim kalim to be brought, to be shechted in its spot. Very unusual kind of kal v'chomer, but the Rashash says it a little bit differently. The Rashash says, "Ma kachim kalim sheish la makom meruvach l'shchitasam." The way the Rashash says it, if kachim kalim has such area, it's living comfortably, it could be shechted anywhere, still lohuk shor makom l'kachim kachim, it's still so stingy that it won't allow kachim kachim in its area. So that's not to cramp the kachim kalim. So kachim kachim, which is so much more limited in that it only has Tzafon, all the more so, kachim kalim cannot be allowed to cramp the kachim kachim, which is already cramped, which is already so limited. That's the way Rabbi Lezer's kal v'chomer works. That's why tamlomer al moed. That's why you need a pasuk al moed to tell me, no, you can shecht it, but Tzafon, that it is mutter to do the shechita of the kachim kalim, but Tzafon as well. It is not limited only to the other three ruchos. B'maika mifugi, what are the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer disagreeing about? So they're arguing about how to darshan the pesukim. Tanakama suffered tlasa kraiksiv. Tanakama says, look, there are three pesukim. Chad l'gufei din bayi pesach ol moed. One pasuk you need me just to tell me that it needs to be shechted in the pesach by the pesach ol moed. That you need the doors of the ol moed to be open, not just that you need it to actually be open. We'll discuss that in a second. V'chad l'hachshir tzadin. One is machshir the entire width of the azara, even not directly in front of the door. Right, and v'chad lifsal tzidet studin, and one of the pesukim is coming to tell me to pasul tzidet studin, to knock out the lishchos, that even though the lishchos are considered part of the kodesh for other reasons in terms of shchita, they're not. You cannot shecht in the lishchos. V'tzafon l'isrukra, and to tell me that it could be shechted v'tzafon, I don't need a pasul. That's obvious. Tzafon, you know, it's kal v'chomer. If it could be shechted everywhere else, of course it could be shechted v'tzafon. Rabbi Lezer holds no. Says one, I agree with you about, right? One, you need a pasuk to tell me that you need Pesach Ol Moed. that you need the doors to be open. V'chad v'hachshir tzafon, one to tell me that tzafon is okay. So that one he disagrees. He thinks you need a pasuk to tell me tzafon is okay. That's why he used the pasuk. Reb Elazar used the pasuk because he thought you had a kal v'chomer that would have taught me otherwise had I not had a pasuk about tzafon. V'chad v'hachshir tzadin, one to tell me that tzadin are okay. How do I know to knock out tzidet tzadin? Tzidet tzadin lo yisrakra. You don't need a pasuk to knock out tzidet tzadin. Tell me that it's aser. That's obvious. It's obvious that the lishchos would not be kosher to use for the shechita. I'm not sure why, but that's what he assumes, that it's obvious. Okay, what's the difference? Why does the pasuk sometimes say pesach ol moed and sometimes lefnei ol moed in the earlier pasuk? So kamash malon kedav Ravidom Rishmol. Teach me the din of Ravidom Rishmol. Dam Ravidom Rishmol shlam sheshachtan kodem sheyiftechu delasos hahechal psulin. A carbon shlam that shechted before they open up the doors of the hechal is pasul. So even though you look at the animal and how he shechted the animal, it seems nothing's wrong. But the doors of the hechal are not yet open, it's pasul. Shnem of shechtu pesach ol moed. Bizman shu pasuach, v'lo bizman shu na'ul. That's what we learn from the words pesach ol moed, that the ol moed has to actually be pasuach and not be na'ul. There's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, later on, whether this din is only by the Karban Shlomim, where it says pesach ol moed, or from Shlomim, we learn to other Karbanos as well, that you have to dafka shecht when the doors are open. Rashi's Shita on Daf Samach Alpha Amud Aleph is going to be that it's only by Shlomim that this din is noeg, and that's what Tosfos Shonim holds as well. Tosfos holds that, no, from Shlomim, we learn to the other Karbanos as well. The Nitziv in Hamak Davar and Vayikra Per Gimel, Pasuk Beis, writes, why are we more machmir by Shlomim than other Karbanos, according to Rashi, that dafka by Shlomim, you need the Psichas Telasos? So he explains very simply, says by the Ola and Kache Kachim, the Torah is mechayiv that you shecht the Petzafon. So from the fact that you're shechting a Petzafon, it's already nicker that it's Kodesh. As opposed to Karban Shlomim, which doesn't require Petzafon, there's not as much of a hecker that you're shechting Kachim. So as in order to make it a hecker that you're shechting Kachim, so that's why the Torah has an additional requirement that has to be connected to Ol Moed, that you need a Pesach Ol Moed. That's to compensate for the fact that we allow it everywhere else. The raya that Tosfos has is the Gemara in Tamid says that Higil Shara Gadol Heavier Sanagar Vesaposachas Upascho Lo Yeshokat Shokar Shmei Kol Shara Gadol Shniftat. When it comes to shechting the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is an Ola, it's not a Shlamim, they'd have to wait till they hear that the doors were open. So Tosfos says, you see that it's not only didn't Shlam, it's a din even by a carbon Ola. They have to wait till the doors are open. That's Tosfos' Bam Kasha on Rashi. According to Rashi, you have to say that it's a Chumra Midrabana, Niyom Mitzvah Bialma, something like that. But Tosfos has a pretty strong Raya from Tamid. Okay, Itmanami. We similarly have said, Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Shlom Shachtan Kadmi Shachtan Psulin, Shlom that are shachted before the doors of the Echel are open, or Pasuk, Shlom of Shachtan Pesach Al Moed, Bizman Shah Pesach Echel Pesuach, Vula Bizman Shu Nol, it has to be when the doors are open, not when the doors are locked. Mar Rav, Masni Yachti, Mar Rav, they taught it the following way. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Chama, Rav Ashi, Shlom Shachtan Kadmi Shachtan Pesach Echel Psulin, Shlom that are shachted before the doors are open, or Pasuk, Obe Mishkan, Kodem Sheyamidu Leviyim Esa Mishkan, Alachar Shtiyufku Leviyim Esa Mishkan Psulim. By the Mishkan, it had a different din. It was before the Leviyim erected or dismantled the Mishkan that it was Pasul. So Pshita, so says Gemara the following, Pshita Mugaf Kina'ul Dami. What if it's not locked, but the doors are closed? So he said, that's Pasul, that's considered like it's locked. Being closed is the same as being locked. Vilon Mai. What if there was a curtain hanging? So the doors weren't closed, but it wasn't wide open, there was a curtain hanging. Amar Bezer Huatzmei Nasel Kapesach Pesuach. Now that's definitely considered like an open door, having a curtain hanging, because the curtain is just its nius b'alma, but it definitely isn't considered to be a closed door. Gova, interesting to discuss, what would the status of curtain be in other areas of halacha? So let's say a mechitza neshul is also only litznius b'alma, so you don't need a dine mechitzas for mechitza neshul, so you can have a curtain. But where do you need dine mechitzas? By a sukkah, right? So just a hanging curtain, so that's a question. Okay, so that's an interesting question. So, to separate different rooms for a minion to be mitzarif people from different rooms. Okay, anyway, gova mai. What about something that's just piled up? Is that considered like a closed door? You have a pile of something there. So Tashma, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domer, Shnei Pishpashnayi Bebeis HaChalifos, Vegovin Shmona, there were 8 Amma high rooms by the Beis HaChalifos, Kedei LaHachshir Sazara Kula Lachil Skatche Kachim L'Shkita Skatchim Kalim, and that was to be Machshir the Azara for eating Katche Kachim and for Shechli Katche Kalim. My Lav Dika Kamay Shmona, doesn't that mean that they had it in front of it? What does it mean that it was 8 amos? Doesn't it mean that there were 8 amos piles in front of it, and that was a way of blocking it off so that you could do everything you needed to do in the Azara? Lo, the Gavu Ninu Shmona means that the doorways themselves were 8 amos high, not that there was something piled in front of it. How could you say the doors are only 8 amos high? I thought all the doors there were 20 amos high. So Pishpash and Shiny. No, these little tiny doors were different. Think about 8 amos, that's a very high door. But still, in comparison to the 20 amos high doors, they were allowed to be very small. V'ikat stadin, so, okay, we'll continue with that tomorrow. Okay, Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.